Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. What a way to break into the television series business. Create and oversee a murder mystery set in the land of Big Ben and royal families. Guild debuts next Monday night on Freeform, and creator executive producer Captain Pikes joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Billy Ray Cyrus went from achy breaky heart to several seasons of playing Doc on PAX TV. Mr. C returns to the Tube Sunday night as executive producer, co-writer, and star of Still the King on CNT. Co-star executive producer and writer Travis Nicholson heads our way next half hour. Also ahead, the man in the high castle's main man lands at CBS. We've got the new details. A Bye Hollywood, or I should say Bye Bollywood series from Netflix, and our classic trivia question of the week. Can we have three winners in a row? We'll find out. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Block Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the half hour. Happy to have you with us on this June afternoon for the program All About Television. 81 degrees at the top of the hour. We got some wonderful people coming your way in this hour ahead, and we invite you as always to be part of the program. It's so simple. Raise your voice. Use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is anywhere you're catching across the country, around the globe. Here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you don't want to use the phone, that's okay. We got chat room at blogtalkradio.com. It's Simon Apple 04 by name. Guest 971 just joined in the room. So get in the room, get on the phone. Either way, we will hear you. And while the program is on the air, you can connect to others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. Captain Price of Gill will be live with us from Los Angeles after these news notes. Tyce Plotnick, the man in the high castle, original showrunner, has landed a new series deal with CBS. He'll create and executive produce Ransom, a weekly drama based on the exploits of crime negotiator Laurent Cumberbatch. Black Sails co-star Luke Roberts will play the Cumberbatch role. Entertainment One will join forces with CM Films, Corus Global of Canada, and the French broadcast network TF1. CBS expected to run the program in 2017. Netflix is going ahead with its first scripted series set and produced in India. Sacred Games deals with politics, organized crime, and spy business inside Mumbai, one of the country's largest cities, formerly known as Bombay. Sacred will be bilingual, involving Hindu and English. Netflix expects to launch the series worldwide next year. And Deadbeat is done at Hulu after 3 seasons. The spooky satire will keep playing on Hulu as reruns. And you can hear an interview that we did several years ago with Deadbeat's creator at our webpage at www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And that's news notes for today. And now joining us live from Los Angeles, creator and executive producer of Guild, one of two new drama series running on Freeform this month, Catherine Price. Catherine, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Simon. It's great to be here.
Well, so let's get one big question out of the way. Some people, when they hear the premise of your series, Murder Mystery Overseas, they think Amanda Knox trial. Was this series inspired by that?
You know, this series was inspired by a lot of the sensational kind of celebrity murder cases that we've had in the last, you know, decade. And my partner, Nicole Millard, and I were just really interested in what a big media circus develops around these cases. And, you know, we just started thinking, like, what would it be like to find yourself at the center of that media storm? And so, you know, we wanted to examine that, you know, kind of from the point of view of the suspect, but also from all of the people who are swirling around that case, the police, the prosecution, the defense attorneys, and the media themselves.
Mm-hmm. Why did you decide with your partner to make this a series as opposed to a 1 or 2 season limited series?
You know, we just think that guilt to us, like the theme of guilt, which is very much at the heart of like every episode, is, you know, could just go on and on and on. And it, we didn't want to limit it to just a 1 season or 2 season show. Of course, you know, it remains to be seen if we're lucky enough to get another season. Hopefully, you know, the audience will find our show and we'll be able to keep it going.
Well, it looks like the audience at least to some degree, the folks on Facebook have definitely found your show. We're a week away from the premiere, and already you've got over 110,000 people liking you on Facebook and pretty much talking things up.
That's super exciting. I mean, we're thrilled. Freeform has done an amazing job, I think, in getting the word out already about our show, and we're super grateful for that.
Are you and your partner, Nicole, pinching yourself because in addition to this being the first of two new series that Freeform is launching this month, you're also the latest example, both of your latest examples of people, the growing number of people coming from all different backgrounds who are getting the opportunity to create and executive produce and or show run their own series right off the bat?
Yeah, I mean, we're just pinching ourselves that we've been able to get this show on the air and that, you know, we've been able to, you know, run it having not ever, you know, worked in scripted television before this. We came from the feature world and we, you know, had written some pilots over the years, but that hadn't made it to series. So to get this show, you know, up and running on the air was a huge feat for us. And we're still feeling very lucky about it. But we have a great team of people who, you know, are sort of here to guide us, including another partnership, Todd Slapkin and Darren Swimmer, who have both done, you know, hundreds of hours of TV, and they've been here to show us the ropes, which has made the whole thing a lot easier.
Tell me how you and your partner, Cole, got together. You were both undergraduates, Jayhawks, if you will, at the University of Kansas. And one of the screenplays that you were able to put on film turned out to be a very popular hit for Disney called The Game Plan with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who has now become sort of a media entrepreneur of his own.
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, to the first part of your question, Nicole and I met when we were freshmen in college, and we've been best friends ever since. And so to be able to now work together is really amazing. And we both went to law school after college, thought we would give that a try, but quickly figured out that it really wasn't for us. And, you know, while we were in law school, we decided to write a book together. And we had a great time writing it together, but the book was terrible and it never got published. But it was a murder mystery. And I think we just always wanted to sort of get back to that genre. And here we are.
Mm-hmm. We've got Catherine Price. She is the co-creator and executive producer of Silk. It's the new series from Lionsgate and one of the two new series that Freeform is putting on the air this month. It goes on 1 week from tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Catherine joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Applebaum here with you on Blog Talk Radio. Delighted you're with us on this June Monday afternoon. You have a question or comment for Catherine? Give us a ring, 646-652-2906. Or in our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. So give us the road to putting this here. When did you and Nicole decide to reunite and try to put a television series on the air?
Well, we've been writing together for quite a few years. You know, like I said before, we were both lawyers, and, you know, we tried writing a novel in law school. It didn't really go anywhere, but over the years after that, you know, we were always just trying our hand at different things and eventually found the feature film sort of format, and we were lucky enough to, you know, start selling some scripts, and The Game Plan was the first one that we ever had made, and that allowed us to sort of quit our day job, and by that point, neither of us was practicing law anymore. We were both kind of had day jobs in the entertainment industry. I was working in reality television, and she was working in film development. But anyway, so we wrote feature film for, you know, a lot of years. And then just in the last few years, I think we, like a lot of other writers, were realizing that the work in television was just a lot more interesting than the types of movies that are getting made these days. So, you know, we started trying to sell a TV series several years ago, and eventually we got lucky with Guilt.
Mm-hmm. So how did this idea of a murder mystery where you have sisters one of whom is considered the prime suspect in this. How did you and Nicole gel this particular series idea?
Well, I mean, we always are joking with each other, like, you know, what if I called you up and said, you know, oh my God, I just killed someone, and you know, and then Nicole would joke, I'd say, hold on, let me grab my shovel. Like, it's just been like our running joke as like best friends, you know, how far you would go to protect each other. And so I think that is an aspect of our relationship that we sort of, you know, projected onto guilt and, you know, just made it, we're practically like sisters anyway. And so we kind of decided that the sister bond would be even stronger for this. And because another reason I think we decided to go with sisters is that it's really important to us that Grace, who's our lead character and who becomes the primary suspect in this murder, we wanted the audience be on a roller coaster ride all season, like not knowing if Grace was innocent or guilty. And we think it's really interesting to be on that ride as her sister, who comes over to London to help her, assuming that her sister is just completely innocent and in the wrong place at the wrong time. And then gradually she learns a lot of, you know, really sordid stuff about her baby sister that, you know, she has a hard time kind of living with and deciding, like, how far she'll be willing to go to defend her.
Mm-hmm. And along the way, there's, like, a lot of different situations or levels that this plot goes through. Everything from being involved with sex clubs to having a lawyer who may sort of be on the shady side to even some members of royalty.
Yes. London is like, you know, we're set in London and it really is like a character in itself. And we really explore like all avenues of London, from like sort of this seedy criminal underbelly all the way up to Buckingham Palace, because, you know, one of the royal family becomes a suspect in our series. And we just think that's a really, you know, I think Americans are really fascinated by London, and it's a very aspirational sort of look at the town, which in my mind is really like the epicenter of mysteries. You know, Agatha Christie, Sherlock Holmes, all of those great mysteries are set there. And we wanted to find a way to do a modern, fresh twist on a London-based mystery.
Mm-hmm. Your series is also the latest from Lionsgate, and Lionsgate is just on a heck of a roll in terms of being a production company that gets into almost every network, every way to do a television program. And we had Clyde Phillips, who is the executive producer of Feed the Beast, which premiered last night at AMC. He was on our show this past Friday. And I mentioned, you know, what makes Lionsgate what it is to be so attractive to people and to take a lot of risks in terms of the kinds of series they do. And in your case, not just take a risk on a series, but take a risk on you and Nicole. What is it about Lionsgate, from both of your perspective, that makes them so attractive and makes them the company that they are?
The reason we love working with Lionsgate is that they really believe in supporting the creators, and they really are there to facilitate getting things done for you. And so in terms of like giving notes and things like that, they do give notes that are helpful, but they're not overly like involved in saying like, no, it has to be this way. It has to be this way. They're like, you guys created it. This is your vision. How can we support you in making that vision happen? Which I think it can be very rare in terms of studios in town. And so we feel really lucky, both for that and, of course, obviously, that they just even gave us this opportunity.
And we should point out that Lionsgate also does a show on Equal the Royals, which
yes,
is now going into its third season. So they've had a little bit of experience in terms of dealing with series or plots, dealing with the wonderful world of Big Ben and Westminster Abbey and so on.
Yeah, and they have experience filming in London, which is kind of its own thing. It's a very different system over there than it is in America, just in terms of like the way the crews operate. And we actually film at the same stages where the Royals film. So we're able to benefit from their experiences there.
Mm-hmm. When along the way did you and Nicole know that you really have something here? Was it when you finally finished the first script or put together the outline for the series, or Freeform came in and said, we'll take it, or Lionsgate came in and said, we trust you, we'll back your show? I mean, where along the line did both of you say, hey, we're onto something here, we're in?
You know, honestly, I think from the beginning when we first, you know, came up with the pitch, we just really thought there was a show there. You know, we've sold a lot of different pilots, and you always believe in them and you're always excited about them, but there's certain ones that you're just like, this is a show. I just see it. I know it's a show. And we always felt that way from the very beginning. We actually originally sold this to Fox. That's the first network that we wrote it for, and then they commissioned a Bible from us. So we broke, you know, basically the backbone of the entire first season when we were still at Fox, and then ultimately they didn't decide to move ahead with it. There was like a changeover there and who was running things, but we just kept thinking, like, we still think there's something there. And one of the things, I think, back to Lionsgate, that's great about Lionsgate is that they don't, you know, if one network passes, they'll stay in the game and they'll find a home for you. And they did with this, and they told us they wanted us to go pitch it to ABC Family, which is what the network was called at that point. And Nicole and I looked at each other and we were like, our show is not a family show. Like, it's definitely, like, we don't know about that. But they're like, no, you know, they want to change their brand. They really want to age up their audience and go more edgy. So, you know, we went in and we pitched the people there, and we still were like, I don't know, guys, because there's a lot of, you know, murder and sex and drugs, and they, you know, but they really embraced it, and they really didn't make us, you know, take down any of the stuff that we were planning to do in terms of how far out there we wanted to go with the series. They just, you know, really embraced the level of, you know, adult content, I guess I would say.
Guilt starts playing on Freeform next Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific time. It's one of two new original dramas that will be on that channel this month. The other coming up later in the month is Dead of Summer, the summer camp anthology drama. We hope to have the people from that show on a future edition before the end of the month. Catherine Price is the co-creator, executive producer, and she's live with us from Los Angeles this half hour right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Got an Apple Battery with you from the other coast, that's New York, 81 degrees at the top of the hour. Delighted you're with us. If you have a question or comment for Catherine, don't be shy. Raise the voice and dial in at 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name, gets 971 in the room. In the 9 years we've been doing this program, we have never had a guest from Game of Thrones. This Friday, we will, and a big one. Any nominated director, Jeremy Podeswa, will be our lead guest on Tomorrow Be Televised. He won that Emmy nomination 2 years ago for a Game of Thrones episode, and he directed the first two episodes of this season on HBO, including the controversial Resurrection episode that people all over the globe are talking about. Jeremy Podeswa, Game of Thrones director. That's all he does, by the way, that's not all he does. He's done episodes from 6 Feet Under, Homeland, The Affair, all sorts of shows. He'll be with us. Jeremy Podeswa, Game of Thrones director, live, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, this Friday. That's June 10th, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Talk for a bit about the cast you've got. There's only one big name in the bunch. Boy, what a big name you have, though. Billy Zane, we know him from The Phantom. We know, of course, as the villainous character in Titanic. This is one of the greatest, biggest, grossing movies of all time. Talk about your cast, but particularly talk about Billy and the role he has here.
Billy Zane is amazing. He's so great, I think, in our show. He plays Stan Guttery, who is slightly obnoxious, amoral defense attorney who is brought in to defend Grace Atwood when she becomes a suspect in this murder. And he's just, we like to say he brings his own sort of special sauce to our show. He provides, you know, it's pretty serious material in our series, but he brings a lot of levity to that and a lot of wit. And we can't imagine doing this show without him.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of other people to surrounding Zane, the person that plays Grace is someone that some people are already telling me on Facebook as being another breakout star in this year of breakout stars all over the place. Here's another one that we should all be hearing about. Her name is Daisy Head. How did she come in as one of the lead roles?
She sent in a self-tape, actually. You know, she taped her own audition. She sent it in, and literally from the moment we saw her, Nicole and I, like, it was like a Freudian slip. We just kept calling the character Daisy. We kept saying, well, we need to get our Daisy locked down. And we're like, oh, wait, I mean, our Grace. Like, she just so was Grace. She, I think, is going to be a huge star, and we're really lucky to have caught her on the way up. This part is really difficult because, you know, you don't know if she's guilty or not guilty for the season. And I think it's really hard to play off that, you know, she's kind of on this razor's edge of is she this innocent person who's been wrongfully accused, or is she a total sociopath? And she really manages to keep you guessing while at the same time keep you rooting for her. You know, it's pretty amazing. She is from a show business family. Her father is Anthony Head, who Buffy the Vampire Slayer fans will remember. And he actually is guest starring on our series as well as her stepdad. And so we were really super lucky to land the pair of them together. But I do think, I think the people who are already touting, you know, Daisy as the next big star are right on the money.
Cameron, what's the biggest thing that you and Nicole are learning about running your own show? And also, are you using it as a way to break more women into the TV field, given what you're doing?
Well, we have a ton of women in our cast. You know, we have a lot of main characters that are women. We're really interested in writing female characters. I think that's just where our mind goes. It's not even necessarily like a conscious thing of like striving for gender equality. It's just that those are the characters that we gravitate towards. We've had, of the directors of this first season, we'll have two male directors and two female directors. So, which is, I think, you know, there are very few shows out there that could say that, you know, 50% of their directors are women. Again, it wasn't necessarily like a choice of, you know, absolutely wanting to look for women, but these women were just so phenomenal that we, you know, really needed them for our series. I think that, you know, a lot of people on our writing staff are women. It just kind of, this show sort of begs for that because it has such a female point of view.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of what you learn and what you and Nicole learn together, what's like the biggest thing that you both learned out of being in the position where you run the show, not somebody else does it?
I mean, I think the biggest thing that we've learned, honestly, is just how many people it takes doing their jobs incredibly well to pull this off. You know, it all just has to, you're counting on, you know, literally hundreds of people to pull their weight. You know, the actors, of course, have to do a great job, the director, but then, you know, you've got all of your camera crew and lighting and set decorators and the wardrobe, and we've been really lucky to have just a great group of people that we're working with who have probably kept us from learning too many painful lessons. I think that's the biggest thing. And I think just that it is, you know, it's pretty much a round-the-clock job, especially when you're filming across, you know, an ocean from you. So you're in a completely different time zone all the time from where your production is. So that's been an eye-opener in terms of the time.
Yeah, right now it's coming up on 8:30 London time, which is 3:30, of course, where we are, and 12:30 where you are. And that's a whole different world.
Yes. Yeah, and so they're just finishing their day. I think they just wrapped on set, and, you know, our day's just going. But, you know, the second you wake up at, like, 5:30 in the morning, you're already behind on your emails because their day is in full swing, and they, you know, they want you to weigh in on you know, all the decisions that go into making the show.
The big day for Guilt, 1 week from tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on Freeform, the network formerly known as ABC Family. Check your local listings for where Freeform is available in your area on cable and satellite. As I mentioned, it's one of two original dramas that the network will premiere this month. The other coming toward the end of the month, Dead of Summer, all about life at a summer camp that goes terribly awry. And again, we hope to have the people involved with that show on an upcoming Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you want to know more about the program online, here's where you go, freeform.go.com. That's freeform.go.com. Once again, Guilt, next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Catherine Price, Broke creator and executive producer, thank you again for joining us. Congratulations to you and Nicole and everybody involved for getting the show off the ground, and hopefully a lot of great seasons in store. As I said, if Facebook is any indicator, you're definitely on your way to hopefully a wonderful run.
Thank you so much. Please watch, everyone. We're super excited.
We will try, Captain. All the greatest. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Catherine Price, creator, executive producer of Guilt on Freeform, joining us live from Los Angeles. Our classic trivia question of the week comes up shortly, but right now, a few thoughts from the fine people at Audible.com. You know, if you're in the business, Facebook is definitely part of your business to some extent. And if you want to know how you can really market Facebook to your advantage or get a marketing advantage through Facebook, either way, there's a brand new audiobook available from Audible.com. And you can get it right now by just going to this URL and signing up for a 30-day free trial. It's audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. That Facebook marketing audiobook is one of the newest of the 180,000, that's a lot to say, 180,000 plus titles. They're available 24/7 through audible.com. That's why they're a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. Not only do you have that volume of wonderful titles to choose from, every genre around, but you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now through Blog Talk Radio. Remember, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, you can get Facebook marketing or any free audiobook of your choice and a 30-day free trial. And remember, because Audible.com is an Amazon company, customer service is the very best you can find. So give it a go. Whether you want Facebook marketing, Charlie Rose interviews coming off PBS and Bloomberg Television, the latest from Neil Gaiman, other great authors, classic and current, well, all you have to do, get in on the action. Audibletrial.com/televised. That's Audibletrial.com/televised. 180,000 titles to choose from, great customer service, one free audio book, 1 month trial. How about that for a bargain? That's available to you right now. Remember, audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. Audible.com, it's your opening for a great wide world of digital entertainment information, entertainment, and inspiration. Audible.com and Amazon Company. This is Tomorrow Be Televised. We have a program all about the two. We're with you Mondays and Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We welcome guest 989, Rick Webber, our friend from Philadelphia, into our chat room. Simon Apple 04 by name. You'll find it at blogtalkradio.com. Have a question or comment for our upcoming guest? Use that chat room to put it in, or use this phone number, 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere, catch us across the country, around the globe, right here on BTR. Remember, coming up on Friday, Emmy nominee, Game of Thrones director Jeremy Podeswa will be our first and exclusive guest. Find out about what he's been up to with Game of Thrones, including the first two episodes of this season, and that includes that controversial resurrection episode that has everybody talking. Jeremy Podeswa, our first ever Game of Thrones guest, with us live, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. When we come back, hopefully we will hear from of Travis Nicholson. He is the co-star, executive producer, and writer of the new Billy Ray Cyrus series, Still the King. We'll get to him right after we get to this pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are listening to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, where there's 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for one of the most unusual comedy programs in all of radio and television. Ha ha, for hoo-ha's. It's all about women, and they laugh themselves to no end. You'll enjoy the humor as well. Whether you're whatever gender you are, you'll enjoy ha ha, for hoo-ha's. Catch it every week right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, you can get the best of BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the Marty Televised. Simon Applebaum here with you live from New York, 81 degrees at the top of the hour. We expect to have another great guest coming your way this half hour. And if you have a question or comment for that guest, give us a ring, 646-652-2906. Number is good anyway, your captures across the country, around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio. And we've got a chat room going, Simon Apple 014 by name. That's at blogtalkradio.com. We've got guest 971, 989, and our good friend Rick Red from Philadelphia already in the room. Before we get to our guest, who we expect any moment, let's get to our classic trivia question of the week. And if you haven't been listening to us lately, we have already had two weekly winners the last 2 weeks, and we're going for a third. And we have a brand new prize. If you're first with the correct answer this week, you can win the latest in the popular series of FAQ books published by Applause. They've done books on The X-Files, on The Twilight Zone, other great TV finales, other great aspects of television, and now they've got maybe the definitive book on Twin Peaks, the David Lynch Mark Frost series they did for ABC over 20 years ago, that next year will be coming back with all new episodes on Showtime. So listen carefully, because that's what's in play here, if you can get the answer to this question. Remember the Facts of Life, the popular NBC sitcom starring Charlotte Ray as a former housekeeper turned leader of an all-girls school? That was the show that had Kim Fields and Lisa Michelle and Mindy Cohn, et cetera, for one season, and Molly Ringwald, too, before she became a huge movie star. Well, the question deals with this. Name the all-girls school on The Facts of Life. Name the all-girls school on The Facts of Life. You want the name of the school. And if you know that answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, enclose your name and your full mailing address. And if you are first with the correct answer before our next show Friday afternoon, you will win Twin Peaks FAQ, the latest in the popular FAQ book series published by Applause. You can also use Facebook to give us the answer. That's how we got our winner last week. You can also use this Twitter handle, #TWBT. That's Twitter, #TWBT. And that Twitter option is made available by the wonderful people at Hopscotch, the folks that invite you to create your own social soundtrack. You can learn how at www.hopscotch.com, www.hopscotch.com. Remember, you got to be in it to win it, and if you just missed the question a moment ago, don't worry, I will post it tomorrow morning on my Facebook page and my own Twitter hashtag, at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. However you play, we appreciate it, but remember, you got to play to win. So do so, and all the best to one and all. This is Tomorrow We Televise. We are the program all about the two. We're with you Mondays and Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific here on Block Talk Radio, and we were scheduled this half hour to bring you another exclusive internet radio deal, this one with the co-star, executive producer, and writer of the new Billy Ray Cyrus dramedy called Still the King. Billy Ray, of course, had a very interesting career, started with music with the number one super hit, Achy Breaky Heart. Then he moved over to television. For a while, he was playing Doc on PAX TV, now ION TV, and next Sunday night, he will be back with a brand new series, the first one that he has created from the get-go. It's called Still the One. It's about a one-hit musical wonder who's been down his luck, who is trying to reunite with his family and get his career back on a brand new start. That series will premiere this Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on CMT, formerly known as Country Music Television. But a lot of people now know it as CMT, the home of the CMT Country Music Awards that are running later this month. They're doing a brand new special concert special, and they got another new series that's coming up, which we hope to take a look at, called Million Dollar Quartet, based on the popular off-Broadway and then Broadway hit. That's going to be coming on this fall. Incidentally, CMT is also a place where you can find a miniseries called American Speed from the wonderful, prolific producer Stephen David, who was on our show several weeks ago to talk about that. That's about the rise of NASCAR, and that was on last month. So CMT's been on a roll with original programming, and we're waiting for Travis to come on the air. We'll give him a few more minutes, and if he doesn't come on, we'll reschedule him for an upcoming episode. Once again, Travis is the co-star. He is co-executive producer, and he is also a writer, like Billy Ray Cyrus, of this new series, Still the King. Again, it premieres this Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, on CMT. And if you want more details about CMT, which is available pretty much all over the country on cable and satellite, you can go online at www.cmt.com. That's www.cmt.com. All righty, we'll give Travis another minute or two to get on the air, and if not, then we will wrap things up and go from there. Incidentally, coming up Monday on Tomorrow We Tell Live, we're going to do something very unusual. We're going to have a guest talk about being a guest. Specifically, what's it like to be a guest on a local news program or a local talk show? And this one is pretty special. This situation is pretty special because the person who we're going to talk about who has been a guest in recent years is somebody who has a very unique role in life, a role of leading one of the most unique, maybe the most unique educational experience that anyone can have, the Landmark Forum. And I've known this person for years. I am thrilled she's going to be joining us next Monday as one of our guests. Landmark Forum leader, Jocelyn Herman Saccio. And when you hear as an artist, somewhat familiar, and it is maybe to some of you, you'll find out why when we have her on. Like I said, she and also other Landmark program and Landmark forum leaders have been making the rounds of local news and talk programs all over the country on broadcast stations, and we'll find out from Jocelyn what it's like to be in demand that way. Jocelyn Herman Saccio, Landmark forum leader, joins me live next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow We Televise. And a week from Friday, we'll return to Denver, Colorado, where for the second year, an interesting television festival is happening called Series Fest. We had a show on it last year. We had the founders of that venture on, and they'll be back with us again on June 17th. That's Randy Kleiner and Katie Westbrook. And as we did last year, we hope to have the winning producers of that special event, which will be taking place later this month in the Rocky Mountain region. It did very, very well. By the way, for the first time, Series Fest will have a New York Television Festival entry that we've covered, the Writing Award winner from last year, Dead John. So be sure to tune in. That's June 17th. Randy Kleiner and Katie Westbrook, the co-founders and organizers of Series Fest, second annual edition, later this month in Denver, Colorado. And if you're going out there for that, I promise you, it's a terrific event. And also, of terrific events, want to give a shout-out to the folks at Northside, the popular music and technology innovation festival that's happening all week long here in Brooklyn. And tomorrow, they kick off their first annual content festival that will be running the next 2 days at Nighthawk Cinemas. That's over on Metropolitan Avenue, not far from the Bedford Avenue stop on the L train. So if you're in the New York area, in Brooklyn, check it out. Over 100,000 people are expected to come to Northside for their great music, innovation, all sorts of fun. Food is great, I hear. And I'll be there in the next 2 days to cover their first ever TV content festival. They'll be covering everything from broadcast to cable to YouTube to Crackle to Hulu, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's the Northside Festival, and of course you can find out more about it on the internet on Northside's own website. Incidentally, we had the content festival organizer, Brian Quinn, on our BK Live segment of Tomorrow We Tell Live on BRIC TV 2 weeks ago. If you want to get that segment, hear or see it, go to www.youtube.com/BRICTV. That's youtube.com/BRICTV. Again, Northside happening all this week, the content part of it, over the next 2 days. That's June 7th, June 8th, here in Brooklyn. Well, it looks like we will have to reschedule our live time with Travis Nicholson of Still the King. For some reason or another, he's not with us, so we apologize for that, and we will reschedule him for an upcoming show, hopefully as soon as this Friday's episode. Once again, we want to remind you that Still the King premieres this Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific time on CMT. Check your local listing for where that network is available in your area on cable and satellite. And for more details about the program online, you go to www.cmt.com. www.cmt.com. That's www.cmt.com. Again, thank you to Catherine Price from Guild for joining us in the first half hour. And again, coming up on Friday, my lead guest will be Emmy-nominated Game of Thrones director Jeremy Podesma. We have been waiting a long time to have someone from Game of Thrones on this program, and we finally do. Jeremy won the Emmy nomination 2 years ago for a Game of Thrones episode, and this year he directed the first two episodes on HBO, and that includes the Resurrection episode that everyone is buzzing about. Jeremy Podesma, Game of Thrones director, live with us, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, Friday on Tomorrow We Televise. And again, next Monday, among our guests, Landmark Forum Leader, Jocelyn Hermann-Faccio, about what it's like not only to be a Landmark Forum Leader and be involved with Landmark, but also to do guesting on local news and talk show programs on broadcast stations all over the country. If you want to know more about Landmark and the Landmark Forum and may be interested in taking a Landmark course, go to this website, www.landmarkworldwide.com. It's www.landmarkworldwide.com. And check out the Landmark Forum introductions in your area. They're available most days and nights. And check out the landmarks near you. You can use the Landmark Worldwide website to find the landmarks near you. And check out the Landmark Forum. I'm a graduate of Landmark, and I can promise you it definitely will make a big impact on the quality of your life. Remember, if you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up an episode you missed as well, we make that so easy for you. Go to our homepage. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. You can also hear us in podcast form through iTunes.com. And you can also hear not only our show, but other Blog Talk Radio podcasts through Apple TV 2.0's iTunes podcast app. And using that app, if you have Apple TV, you can not only hear us, you can see us anytime you like. So check out for Blog Talk Radio podcasts like ourselves, the iTunes podcast app on Apple TV 2.0, that wonderful set-top box available in Apple Store near you, also online. Well, we'd love to hear what you think about today's program and what your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going. We're all ears for you, so give us a ring. Give us a shout. Do so by using this homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Also, you can shout it out by using this email address, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and where you're from. I do return emails within 24 hours. My email address is how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week that we gave you a few minutes ago. You can also sound off on our regular feature, A Show to Know. Is there a TV show that you like you think doesn't get enough attention? Well, if you let us know and we do highlight it, we, of course, will give you the full credit. So use that email. We'd like to hear from you. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. Also check out BK Live. It's the show that I do a segment every Monday on the Tomorrow We Televised banner. You can check out BK Live noon to 1 on Mondays here in the New York area, on Verizon Fios, that's around New York City, on Charter, formerly Time Warner Cable, Cablevision Systems, RCN in Brooklyn, stream live as well at brickartsmedia.org, and posted the next day on YouTube at youtube.com/brickTV. That's youtube.com/brickTV. We post both the segment and we post the full program. Earlier today, by the way, I had a chance to interview the two people involved in a very neat clothing store that's the subject of an HBO special 2 weeks from tonight called Suited. That's at 9 o'clock Eastern Pacific Time on HBO, repeated throughout the month on that network, HBO 2, HBO Go, and HBO On Demand. If you want to catch that segment, check it out tomorrow morning on YouTube.com/BRickTV. YouTube.com/BRickTV. However you communicate with us, and we appreciate that you do. Remember, we really appreciate hearing from you because what you say matters. So do so. We do get back and we do reply. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associates are Amy Domestico and Candace Williams. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. The creator and chief executive of this very special enterprise is Mr. Alan Levy. Tomorrow We Televise is brought to you today by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, information, and inspiration, and an Amazon company. But Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your Monday and your week. We are back on Friday. Remember, we got off the bat Emmy-nominated Game of Thrones director Jeremy Podeswa. He joins us live Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where. Blog Talk Radio. Whatever you're doing out there, remember to be safe and be great. And until next time, stay well and stay tuned.